judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Young hoes are sorry, they all get body. I'm blessed that you have an open heart. I'm blessed that you forgive. I'm blessed that you can learn from a loss. I'm blessed that you heal. I'm blessed one day that you attract somebody with your mind exact. A patient life, flaws bless them twice, and they bless you back. Keep me flowing and I'm where I walk. Rolling sevens, I ain't black with no cup. I know you're loving when the guys come, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. God be the source of your love talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Peace, love, and life. Welcome to another installment of 30 Talk. I'm your host, Him Not Them. Got to give and always will a shout out to the ancestors, the elders, listeners, likers, and subscribers. Can't show the hate, no love. As always, drink your water, eat your greens. We are here, we are live, and we are in full effect. That was the sound of the big stepper, Mr. Morale himself, Kendrick Lamar, Purple Hearts. Whenever the God drops, he always leaves the world in shambles because of his impact. And this album, this body of work, this art is yet another installment of his that shows his level of greatness. Greetings and salutations. Hopefully the family is doing well. We're going to hop right into it. Thinking about bodies of work and monumental moments, 22 has had those. Since we last spoke, so much has happened in popular culture that it's nowhere for me to really start. I didn't want my platform to be a chatty patty platform, and I'm using air quotes, but there's some things that happen in the culture, as we say today, as they say today, that we can't, that can't go unnoticed, excuse me. Even with the shooting that happened in Buffalo where the elders died, where majority of the deaths were melanated elders, that was telling. Kendrick Lamar dropping, Future dropping, YSL going to jail. As of late, Gunna had his bail denied. You know, they seeing if Thug going to sit. You dig what I'm saying? So these are like moments in 22 that are so monumental that when we look back 3 weeks from now, 3 months from now, it's still going to feel us. We're always going to be reminded of this. What am I saying? With Kendrick Lamar dropping in the midst of that, he has a way of, some would like to say, balancing the playing field or leveling the scale. All right. And in his music, he's showing how to grow and to maturate in a space that is surrounded by chaos. And we all seem to be surrounded by some level of our own chaos. Some would say that's life. But if that's what life consists of, then we have to start manufacturing and putting things together that can help level the playing field. Finding bodies of music that can help us with that. Watching certain programs and going to certain avenues for information that can help build with that. Excuse me, because the shooting, because of what Biden is doing, giving all this money away when he was supposed to be giving y'all student loans back, giving y'all student loan, what they call it, student loan free debt, debt-free student loan, you understand? Where's that money? All this money miraculously comes from places, but when it comes to servicing the melanated people of this country, i.e. black people, your hand, it gets left up in the back. You dig what I'm saying? While everybody else and everything else and other groups and organizations are benefiting from this Democratic Party. Kendrick Lamar's body of music embodies a person trying to figure out how to maneuver in that. And for him, he went back. He looked at the trauma, something that we've always talked about here. We can't answer new questions until we solve old problems. You understand? There's no room on the plate for new questions and new delays and new misunderstandings when we are still misunderstood. You understand? And we have to find level in that. And having an artist like Kendrick drop music at a time in which we need it, I feel, really gives me an opportunity to look at where I stand in my 22 journey and how I have to find my morale and remain a big stepper. You feel me?
Where every bad It's my brother's ashes. I seen tragic. I did dirt, smack death, and held it to that nigga cabbage. No, we killing greed. We killing homelessness. And I don't give a fuck about this man. I want ownership. Bow your head for just God's sake. Listen what the stars say. What I say is God's way. Keep it going and I'm on walk.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, family. Whenever we drop in real information, you know the opposition, either physical or in the quote-unquote meta, they try to make their presence felt. But we don't pay it no mind. Purple Hearts might be my favorite song on there. Just because it remind me of God from Damn. And you know, that's his fourth album. The album came out 5 years ago. And it just reminds me of God off Damn. It gives me that feel. It makes me feel timeless. And before we was interrupted by the technical difficulties, the opposition is trying to find ways to keep us from tapping into that type of energy. Previously on many of my installments, you hear me talk about the weapons in war and how war is not just done with guns and bullets and battle. You understand? It has to be done psychological first. Because in a war, you want to save your men for when it's time for one of the bigger battles. And if the opposition can get their opponent to rage war within themselves, that's half the battle. And I just want to remind the family of which areas of war this corporation that we call America kind of operates in, where they have not just a hand, but an arm in. You dig what I'm saying? They're in, not just in America, so let me take that back. But because we live here, I only care and pay attention to what's going on here. In economics, education, housing, media, sex, we're talking about gender and sexuality, law, politics, and labor. All right, so after this installment, moving forward, as we approach the halfway mark of 2022, look at how the media is spinning and introducing information in these particular areas and how much, what areas get the most focus. Excuse me. For me, when I think of these areas, it's always on the main, it's on the forefront when we talk about gender. Kids being able to pick their gender and parents allowing them to do that. When we speak about economics, the gas going up and down. When we talk about education, them introducing and with that critical race theory, they're putting that in place and putting in sexuality in school. Housing, the housing market is going crazy. Media, look at music, look at the shows we watch, look at the entertainment we choose to consume, and so on and so forth. As melanated people, we don't have a heavy control or a very huge stake in any of these areas. I bring this to our attention because we can effectively change that. Progress happens over time. We can't necessarily fast forward through anything. So in my guesstimated opinion, based on where I stand right now, we should focus on one thing at a time. So as time go on, we've covered ground without even paying attention. And also, that comes with doing it in a community setting, because not one man or one woman should be required to do everything. That's physically impossible. We come in this world with the love and the spirits of two beings. How can one being do it all themselves? And that's just something to think about. It's become apparent that we've lost a sense of, and people call it common sense, but it's just like a sense of thought. I've said it on this installment before. We've allowed the smartphone to do all the thinking for us. We forgot how it feels and what it means to actually think. And not just assume, because we are in the land of the free, the home of the brave, that the people that are considered to be in power or to work for the people are using our efforts against us. And it's these areas that it's affected in the most. Education in particular, because I work in that field. Economics, because I'm a black man in America trying to make money. You got to know how economics work, but they don't teach us that. We're too consumed in the media, sex, politics lane that we forget that everything else plays a part as well. And I'll just leave that there. This installment, we're going to discuss a historical moment that happened in the month of May. And every installment and every time around this year, I drop this information because it can be someone's first installment. And I want them to be introduced to how this corporation has been in operation. You understand? How the events that are happening right now are just reoccurring events brushed with a different stroke. You understand? And it's unfortunate because if we were introduced to this earlier, we might have found ways to effectively stop it or bring it to a halt in 2022. Our first break. Actually, our second. But our first uninterrupted break. People ask me if it's a thing. I play it down like it's nothing. When don't move it on. They don't know what I mean. I keep on making excuses as to why you are good for me. I like that. That's Michelle, Forbidden Fruit. Michelle and Any, Forbidden Fruit. Like I said, family, I always comb the Apple playlists, trying to find new vibes, new sounds. And if the cover art is something that I like, I'm gonna give it a shot. And I really like this. I know nothing about this artist, but I will by the next time you hear from me. Just want to remind the family, it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to smile. It's okay to ask for help. Help can come in many forms. Sometimes the best help is to let go, which can be the hardest thing to do. In order to help someone, you gotta first help yourself. And then once you're able to help yourself, you're able to help the ones around you, and then the spider web grows. The center, the nucleus, the focal point I feel like a community needs to have is a bunch of individuals that are solid within themselves. And us as melanated people, we have found ways to do that. But the corporation that we call America has found ways to dismantle that. We are familiar with Black Wall Street. We're familiar with slavery. Colonization, all of what we are familiar with, as into ways the opposition has found to, excuse me, because I'm reading and talking, I hate when I do that. The opposition has found ways to dismantle our foundation in order for us to have a better appreciation of why we should continue to march on in this direction. Is because there are times in recent history where we've organized as a melanated community and were able to affect some level of change effectively. And this is in 1985. A lot of times we're introduced to information that happened in the 1960s and the 1970s, which is not something to overlook. But as we get older, individuals that are in their 30s trying to spread levels of information, we have to find times in recent history that can affect these youngins, because we can't use all of the same history that our elders gave us. There's enough evidence in front of us right now that we can use to introduce the young minds to knowledge of self. And it starts by teaching them about the Move 5 movement. You understand? In 1985, Philadelphia police dropped a bomb from a helicopter on a home owned by a quote-unquote radical black nationalist group, Move, destroying the house, killing 5 adults and 6 children. It caused a fire that burned down 61 black middle-class homes. I first came into this information in 2019. Okay? I was in my self-journey and walk trying to find information for my installments. And I was doing my due diligence and I came across this. And I said, damn, it's 2019 and I'm just learning about this. And this event happened in 1985. and I was born in 88. Imagine how many people that were alive in 1985 still don't know that this actually happened. Where we're in the land of the free, home of the brave, but it seems like the corporation is the one that's scared because they're always finding ways to kill melanated people. The shooting that happened in Buffalo, I don't deep dive into them anymore, which kind of makes me sad because I started my installments talking about that. It was the Mike Brown, the Alton Sterlings, the Terrence Crutchers, the Eric Gardners, the Trayvon Martins. You understand? That was the deaths that were happening around the time that I was first learning about the corporation and this shit that they got going on. And this event happened in 1985, so they was already putting shit in motion. And I hate to go off on a tangent in between, but this is how we build a better foundation, is having an understanding of who your opponent is. And it's not the people that live in your neighborhood. It's designed that way. Back to the notes. The Black Liberation Group was founded in 1972 by John Africa, born Vincent Leonard. The West Philadelphia born and raised member changed all their names, their last names, to Africa. Shunned modern technology and preached and practiced of support of animal rights. So they was trying to get back to nature. They understood what grounding was. When you see a picture of them, they were in their garb, natural hair, strong, independent, off the grid, some would say, reconnecting to the source, others would say. And the corporation can't have a small group that brings back that natural root that we had before we was remade into the nigger. You understand? We wasn't always a nigger. We were great. We were promising. We were outstanding. And Charlie Wilson voice. We were outstanding. But we've allowed the corporation to use weapons of war to dismantle us and recreate us in their liking. So them changing their last name to Africa, giving the understanding that we know that we are of the motherland. Not using technology, letting them know that we're not going to be corrupt by what you choose to put in our heads and especially into our youth's head. You understand? Their first conflict move was with law enforcement in 1978 when police tried to evict them from their house. A fight erupted, killing one police officer. 9 of the members were sentenced to 100 years for killing that officer. Right? That was their first run-in. Documented run-in, I should say. This is letting me know that we weren't always just this subservient group of people that just allowed them, the opposition, to put their foot on our necks. They don't teach us enough about the ones who rebelled. They only want to keep us cushioned with the ones who were subservient to a degree. Also in the month of May, quick sidestep, Malcolm X's birthday, Malik El-Shabazz's birthday, May 19th, all right? One of the greatest individuals that I ever hear speak and spoke, continues to speak, you understand? Putting life into our people to this day because he saw it in the 1960s. And every word that man speaks out his mouth is happening today. And he turned off his malicious path and they still had to get him out of there. Because even with him speaking calmly about what's going on was a threat. Him quote unquote turning into Martin, turning the other cheek was still too much of a threat. And had his own people kill them. But I just leave that there. The month of May is powerful. The Move 5 movement, Malcolm X's birthday, probably other historical events that happened in this month that I don't know of. This is how we build the foundation. We have to look at ourselves in a victor standpoint. And there's so much information. We're in the age of information. It's readily available. We just have to be able to find it. Before we go into our last break, I just want to talk about the actual event that happened on May 13th, 1985, where 11 deaths happened, John Africa being one of them, 5 other adults, and 5 children between the ages of 7 and 13. A shootout occurred early one morning, May 13th, at 5:28 p.m. A bomb was composed because I'm just getting frustrated reading it and it throws me off. At 5:28 p.m., a bomb was composed by the FBI and a dynamics. It's like it's giving me this information, but I can't really read it. Excuse me, family, because it just frustrated me to think that they had to organize this. You just don't wake up and have a bomb. You understand? This happened in broad daylight. There's no, oh, we got this problem with this black radical group. Bring the National Guard. No, they brought a bomb. You understand? And dropped it on a neighborhood. And killed 11 people and burnt 61 homes. And you can find this information on the internet and see the footage and the carnage. An actual event that happened. And I'll just leave that there. Here at 30 Talk, we're all about solutions. We're going to start looking at history and utilizing it for our good and not relying on what they call hearsay. Our last break. Dropping ashes on my clothes. Falling super hard, smoking till I overdose. Hardly ever sober, bitch, we party till it's over. When it's all come on, I'm spending money. Spending money, spending money, spending money, spending money, spending money, spending money. Play something I can spend some money too. Money too, money too, money too, money too, money too, money too. When it's all come on, I'm spending money. Spending money, spending money, spending money, spending money, spending money. Play something I can spend some money. My favorite song, Wiz Khalifa. This was really one of my favorite songs when it first came out. Excuse me. I just remember I was in college at the time, and when this mixtape had dropped, it wasn't Cushion Orange Juice, but it was a great follow to Cushion Orange Juice. You understand? It had Cushion Orange Juice was like that mixtape, was like that summer mixtape. This Taylor Alterdice, this is when he started getting money and he started being in his bag talking this shit. And where I was in life at the time, I was in a space where I was creating that in my realm. I went to Delaware State, met my brothers there, this and that. And the whole experience is still, I guess what I'm saying is, because I'm getting nostalgic, excuse me, is that we define our lives by moments, by opportunities. I was grateful enough to have an opportunity to attend. Once I got there, it was what I needed to do, my willpower that got me through whatever to actually graduate. So when we speak of success stories, everybody's success story doesn't have to be the same, but the steps to success are the same, no matter which field you try to find yourself using whatever steps or strategies. Me as an individual, I like to turn the information and listen to people who have what some would consider large levels of success. It's not that I want to be them. I just want to know what type of sacrifices they had, what strategies they put in place to reach that level of success. I don't have to be them. I don't have to have or achieve what they achieve. There's a realm in which I can achieve in. I want to know the steps to achieving that. Excuse my phone. So I turned to a book, Think and Grow Rich. You can find it on the internet. Any of the information that you hear me speak about here, you can find on the internet. If you want to get in contact with me, him_not_them on the IG. Quick pause. Shout out to everyone who reaches out, who listens, who gives advice, who sings their praises. I say that loosely. It's much appreciated. We're 4 years in, and we're going to continue to move. You understand? Think and Grow Rich. You can find this book on the internet. I'm not done with it yet. I'm halfway through. And it's just some stuff that we can consider and how we can best look at what we've been introduced to. And this portion of the book that I was reading, I'm not really sure which chapter it was talking about opportunity and what that looks like. And we as individuals have to recognize when the opportunity is being presented. You understand? We always say that, oh, I never had a chance, I never had a shot. But when the opportunity was in our face, we shunned it. We raised our nose to it. You understand? And that was probably the opportunity that could propel us to whatever we were looking or in search for. When opportunity comes, it may appear in a form or come in a direction in which we are expecting. That is one of the tricks of opportunity. Opportunity doesn't necessarily come when we want it or in a fashion in which we want it. Because if it was that easy, everybody will have it. That's why it's a trick. The trick is, if we recognize it and assess it for what it is, we'll be able to move faster in that moment. But because a lot of us don't recognize that trick, we have to go around that revolving door 3 or 4 times until we realize we're not moving forward, we're just moving around. You understand? Wasting opportunity, wasting time. Because when a person truly understands and is ready for something, the opportunity will be put in their presence. We will be sound enough to recognize that it's a lot of noise going around us, but if we shut that out and listen, we will hear exactly what we're supposed to hear. Opportunity oftentimes comes in disguises in forms of misfortune and temporary defeat. Perhaps this is why many of us fail to recognize opportunity. Sometimes we put our best into something and we don't get our desired result. And we might think of that as a wasted opportunity. I would like to say, on the other side of that, without that experience, we wouldn't know how to assess that situation. Luckily enough, we had an opportunity to experience it where we didn't falter and fumble to the point where we couldn't get up. Once we are shown that again, the next opportunity that we're shown that, we'll recognize it and assess it differently. We can't look at every L as a loss. It has to be looked as a lesson. You understand? We have to try to change, not even change. We have to notice that how we speak and how we view determines the opportunities that we have. And obviously in this book, they're talking more so about money and business, but that's just their way of looking at opportunity. Maybe your opportunity is trying to go to every radio station so you can be on the radio street team. Or you an individual that want to raise in corporate world. Or you an individual that want to get your personal training business off the ground, your eyelash tech off the ground. We have to recognize opportunities, because if that's the lane that we're going to move in, we have to recognize that for what it is. And if we can't, we'll be wasting time and wasting opportunity. And I'll just leave that there. I feel as though I've had an opportunity, as I find our closing song, I've had an opportunity to assess what I've learned and take into consideration the things that made me who I am. And I'm grateful for that. 2022 is here. I'm on my way out of my 9th year teaching. Who would have thought? It's graduation season. Shout out to anybody who's graduating from college. Shout out anybody that's graduating from a HBCU college. Shout out to anybody getting their master's, their doctors, their PhD, their certification. It's graduation season. Something is coming to an end in order for a new opportunity to present itself. If you went to school to be an athletic trainer, a sports management, a teacher, a business mogul, an entrepreneur, if you went to school for that, come out of there wanting to do that. And if you didn't finish that, now you have an opportunity to get on your grind and achieve that. I'm your host, Him Not Them. And if you really want to have this conversation with me, you got to talk to me 30. Peace. Dollar bills, push it on my tab. Got a drink full of that OG, got a clip full of them OGs. Trippy nigga hit the club, you gon' have me fucked up. Chasing out the model cheese, trying to get my fucks up. Niggas handcuffing hoes.